I'm sitting here and I got my pennies and my nickels ready for the slot machine. So, so when am I going to be able to go out and play, Carol, the big spender that I am?
Well, the process on where we are currently with this is we're going to be having two meetings in the public. One will be February 29th. It's a Wednesday at 6 o'clock, the Southside Community Center Auditorium, and that's on Wise Road. The next will be March 7th, which is also a Wednesday, and that will be at 6 o'clock at the Foster Center in Room 213. Then we have several public hearings on March 12th that will be going over the development agreement, the intergovernmental agreement, rezoning, special land use, and then what the administration's goal is to have a vote on this on March 19th. Now, then there's a whole other process that would have to happen, and you have until August when the closing is, and then the there's a request that's made to the federal government to take the land into trust, and that's barring no lawsuits, which we well expect that, from what we understand, that there would be, and so you might have to hold on to those pennies, and that will take about 5 years.
Now, just so I'm clear, from what I understand, it doesn't matter what the attorney general or what the governor or what state senators say or what anyone says. For this deal to get done, the land has to be acquired, the Lansing City Council has to approve, and then the federal government has to approve this. And if it gets through the lawsuits, this can happen. It doesn't need anyone else's approval. Is that true?
Well, at the federal government stage, there is a requirement that asks where the governor is on this. And if the governor is not supportive, that could make a determination on whether the federal government allowed the property to be put in trust.
Have you decided if you support this or not?
No. Okay. I haven't decided that.
So you're gathering the information, and then you're going to move forward.
Yeah, you know, I mean, this has been a pretty aggressive timetable that we've been asked to look at this. There's a number of moving parts in dealing with this proposal. It's just not the sale of one piece of property. We're talking about three. Two are to the Indian tribes, and one is to a developer. Along with that is also the fact that we would be entering into an intergovernmental agreement. That property would become sovereign nation. And so, you know, we have to make sure that we're getting the best bet for the public. I mean, one of the issues that has come up, and we talked about just a couple minutes ago, is the potential of lawsuits. There is $100,000 the developer is setting aside to help cover legal costs for the city. And some people scoff at the fact $100,000, because when you get with all the entities that could be filing, that's not an awful lot of money. Where would the balance of that come from? So along with the developers, Lansing Future LLC, making sure that they have the wherewithal to follow through on any project.
What has to happen for you to say, okay, this seems like it's a good thing for Lansing, I'll support it? What has to happen?
I have to have my questions answered.
Okay, and what are your main questions are?
Well, my main questions have to do with the developers and making sure that they have the wherewithal. As you know, we've had some other projects in Lansing that we were assured that people had the ability to move forward on those, and they haven't happened. So, you know, we need to have those issues dealt with. I think another issue for me is the larger parking ramp that would be owned by the developer on any other agreement that we've dealt with, that we have owned the property. There have been some clawbacks that if it were sold, that we would receive our tax revenue if it was sold to a nonprofit or someone that would not be taxed. that we would have that those clawbacks. That hasn't been written in this agreement. We're still, again, ferreting through the information, and I definitely want to hear the public's point of view in these public meetings, having them give us an opportunity to listen to what they believe is best for Lansing.
All right, Carol, I hope you're not putting yourself at jeopardy, because from what I understand from a male member of the Lansing City Council, was somewhat instructed not to talk to me, and the governor's office will not respond. Randy Hannon with the governor's or with the mayor's office will not respond for interviews and whatnot. So I hope you're not getting in trouble.
Yeah, trouble seems to follow me at times. So, this should be a very open and transparent system, and that's what I want to make sure. Again, dealing with a sovereign nation, it's also important for us that we have that transparency for the public's sake. And so that's why Councilmember President Jeffries has made sure that we've had these committee of the whole meetings on TV to allow people to see what the questions and answers have been, and taking the meetings into the public. So that's, our goal is to make sure that everyone has a chance to see what this can or may not mean for Lansing.
What does the next budget look like so far?
Well, I know the mayor is working on that. I know that we had been told early in the year that there was still a $7 million deficit. So we're still looking at that angle as well. And we'll be receiving that actually the last Monday in March.
$7 million, it's like you have a perfect steak and you've already cut all the fat off and you're going to have to start cutting into the meat.
Well, that's absolutely where we are, and that's what happened in last year's budget and laying off police officers and firefighters.
Anything new on the Davenport deal?
No, we haven't heard anything more on the Davenport deal. I know that we're waiting for the administration for two RFPs. One is the fact the mayor did say he was going to do one on the Oliver Towers, and we're still waiting to see the proposals for Red Cedar before that goes out to the public.
All right. One last time, tell us about the time and date for the public hearing regarding the casino and any other. I know you're always involved in the different charities. What do you got going?
Well, actually, on Thursday at the Rio School is the last restructuring meeting that the school district is holding, and that's at 6 o'clock at Rio Elementary School. And then the 29th and March 7th are the two public hearings on the casino. The one on the 29th is at the Southside Community Center in the auditorium at 6 o'clock. The one on March 7th is at Foster Community Center in room 213. And if you're looking for information on this and can't find it online, please feel free to call the council office at 483-4177.
Thanks, Carol.
You're welcome.